Welcome, everybody, to episode 21 of Campaign 2 of Halfway to Heroes. Barry, what happened in episode 20?
Everything.
Yeah, a lot of stuff, man.
It's been three months.
It's been quite a while.
It has been a long... We were getting prepared for GooseCon 2022, so we... Not only did we miss some episode drops, we also missed some episode recording. So it has literally probably been at least 4 weeks since we recorded. Maybe five.
Little rusty.
We forgot all of our characters.
I didn't forget my character. Jeez, guys. Look, so we decided to leave the Illithid school after the whole fiasco of the...
The danger door.
We just decided to get the fuck out of there because that was intense and we weren't ready for it. Did we do like a little montage speed across to the mountains? I feel like we stopped somewhere in between.
So whenever you guys do any kind of travel, I roll on travel encounters. So you guys did have a travel encounter. I cannot remember what travel encounter you guys landed on.
Just like some kind of like a snow yeti or something, I thought.
I remember the snow. Oh,
maybe that was the encounter you guys landed on. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I don't even remember fighting a yeti. Did we fight the yeti or did we go
No, it wasn't a yeti. It was the chimera.
Okay, so we're getting to that point then. So, basically, I remembered a secret passageway into Vampire Town, which is called Mystic Falls, that I knew... 100% I could find in a heartbeat going to the mountains. Took us a little while. And I mean, it was a lot longer than we anticipated. But I knew I was going to find it. But instead, we found a cave. And everybody was pretty tired.
There was a blizzard going on.
Yeah, so we decided to hunker down in the cave and chill for a minute. And when we went in there, I'm pretty sure Sean called out from the beginning that he didn't want to like go deep in there.
It was because he sent Beans in to check it out.
Yeah.
And Beans rolled a stealth check, and I think it was like a one or a two, something really bad. And he ended up running out there screaming, "It's a chimera." And then you guys were like, "Well, fuck that. Let's bail."
Well, we had a small, you know, debate on whether to bail or fight. Ended up fighting. And, you know, it was an epic fight because Chimera couldn't do his massive damage strike because of drip spell, which was awesome. We beat the Chimera a lot easier than the fucking door. And
that says something about that school. I mean, and that door, how hard and high level that is.
I mean, I'm still pretty salty about that door. That it fucked me up worse than anything we've come across so far in this show.
The fucking door.
But anyways, beat the Chimera and decided we were just going to hunker down in the cave for the time being. And we left off there resting to get our exhaustion points gone before venturing to Mystic Falls.
Yep. And you kept saying you thought that you were like right around the corner from Mystic Falls. And you knew there was a secret passage that has a big secret door thing. And
I don't even remember how I described it.
Well, that's fine because we'll get to do it again fresh here in a minute, hopefully. But yeah, you guys all make sure you mark a long rest because you guys did fight the Chimera. I think it I know you guys used some spell slots and it may have hit somebody, even though Drip had cast that sleet storm on it, but make sure everybody rolls a long rest. And then you guys can pack up in the morning. You won't have any levels of exhaustion anymore now that you guys have rested. The blizzard has died down. And now it's still chilly and you guys are still in a mountain pass. But there is no more active blizzard happening at the moment. And then Marcus, you can continue to lead the way to Mystic Falls.
All right, guys, I swear we're just right around the corner here. Just all we got to do is go a little bit further, and the passage is going to be right there.
And you know what? for the first time, finally, after like 4 days of Marcus saying it's just around this corner.
Son of a bitch.
Finally, it is just around this corner. You guys end up in this mountain pass that narrows down, opens up into this like cave formation. But when you walk into it, it's very smooth floors, walls, and ceiling. There's no kind of like stalactites or stalagmites or anything like that. But it ends in a huge stone door that has these arcane markings that are all carved into the door that are kind of all focusing in and narrowing down into the center of the door. And then off to the side, to the right side of the door, is an inscription carved into the stone. And Marcus, maybe you remember this. Maybe it's been a while since you've been here, so maybe you don't. The inscription reads...
Hold on. Let me back up about 50 feet before you read this inscription.
Fucking doors are now the big bads in this campaign.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, whoever wants to go up and read the door, the inscription to the right will say...
Watch the wall back by me explodes.
It says, there is something I seek. While it is bound, it chooses kings and peasants. When it is freed, it foretells war and woe. While it is bound, it propels men's lusts and furies. When it is freed, it tumbles, falls, and fades. While it is bound, life will often thrive. When it is freed, death will often follow. What do I seek?
Can you say that one more time? That was a big one.
That was a big one. Hang on.
Yeah, do it again. Character voice this time.
I don't have a character voice.
Well, just use one.
Talk like a cave.
This is what it just is written on a stone wall. I can't do a stone wall character voice.
Talk like a cave.
Like God
man.
Is talking.
Okay, it says, there is something I seek. While it is bound, it chooses kings and peasants. When it is freed, it foretells war or woe. While it is bound, it propels men's lust and furies. When it is freed, it tumbles, falls, and fades. While it is bound, life will often thrive. When it is freed, death will often follow. What do I seek?
Man, this might be out of our league, too. I think we need to, like, go back to school for a couple years and come back.
No, hang on.
Gold?
Yeah, maybe gold.
You know what? I got this. We're at Vampire Town, man. The answer is blood.
You say that out loud and nothing happens.
I said it's blood.
You do notice that all of those, like, the sigil drawings all kind of focus in towards the center, kind of in like a circular pattern.
Blood?
Do we have to give blood? Put blood in it?
Like, in a center pattern, what's it pointing at?
It lands and there's just a center circle that's just probably about the size of like a hand.
How many are there?
In the middle.
Like, how many on the outside? How many things coming in?
It's like these big, kind of magical looking, like just random designs that are all kind of flowing into this. It's a larger circle, like a big, you know, like a 3 foot circumference circle. And then all the designs kind of focus down into a smaller circle in the center of this door.
I say we all pee in it.
I'm going to prick my finger. I'm going to touch right in the middle of a circle.
What order are we doing the pee and the blood? At the same time?
Yeah, we'll do the same time.
No, you're waiting to pee.
No, I'm peeing at the same time.
You're not peeing on my bloody finger.
Not on your finger.
You're going to give
just a few splashes on
pee
you.
Pee is sterile, man.
It's not.
That's a myth.
So wow, this is a wild twist of events where Johnny is not the one peeing on something or someone. But yeah, Or you prick your finger and you go and you touch the center.
I'm going to touch it real quick before the stream hits.
Make a dexterity saving throw.
Do fishes have wieners?
Yeah.
I mean, not in the traditional sense.
So how do I pee?
Okay. Okay, maybe not.
I think it just falls out.
Yeah, I'll just go and dribble on it.
You can decide, man.
Google says, believe it or not, some fish penises are sort of like those of humans.
Okay.
They're long appendages that stick out from their lower torso.
Let's see what Auric gets on his... Oh, Auric got a 15 on his deck save. I think that's enough to touch the wall and pull it back really quick as soon as Drip starts peeing on the wall. However, when the door does start to rise, you guys don't know if it's from Drip's pee or Auric's blood. It was definitely one of the two that opened up this door.
It was the pee.
It's not the pee. It's not the pee. All right, I'm gonna walk up to it with my long nail, and I'm gonna just like across my hand get a good stream of blood going, and I'm gonna touch it.
The door opened just from Ulrich's one finger.
I thought you meant it only opened a
little.
Dude,
the last line. When pee is so freed, opened. Death will often follow.
You're gonna die because you peed.
Yeah.
So it's open.
It opens all the way just from Ulrich's one finger touch or
from Drip's pee.
One of the two opened the door all the way.
Sorry, guys, I don't have any pee or blood to offer.
Well, I take that back. I did not cut myself then.
Yeah, don't cut your palm like they're doing movies, because that never makes any sense. Like, why would you cut
would
that? That would be the worst spot.
Hurt.
Like, you could cut your fucking by your elbow or something. You know, like,
yeah,
don't
cut your cut weenus.
Your what?
Your weenus.
Your weenus.
Okay, they say your penis. I was like, no,
your weenus.
Don't
cut that. You know, the weenus.
Does that even bleed, man?
I don't even have
Does it bleed?
I'm like an undead vampire daywalker, dude. Right? I don't even have blood, do I?
Does a weenus bleed?
I feel like it wouldn't.
Well, a weenus
look at
would
this
bleed.
Thing. Look.
Somebody take some nail clippers to theirs.
Look at this.
Dude, a weenus would bleed, okay? There's fucking... See.
Well, look how stretchy mine is. It's just skin. It's like a 5-inch thing of skin. There's nothing under there.
Dude, there is nerves in there, okay? There is blood vessels.
Dude, I'm just going to go get my weenus tattooed like 30 times in one spot because it doesn't hurt.
I think I would see one right away.
We're going to go past this. It's getting very close to some body horror imagery that I don't want to explore. The doorway does open up now, and it's actually pretty unguarded. Like, it's not... You think that, like, the vampires are pretty... freely, like, kind of like open borders as far as like as long as you can pass this, as long as you can give us some blood, you're cool, because the door opens up. And then Barry, what does Mystic Falls look like inside of this cavernous area?
So when you walk out through the doors, there's another little like little bit of a hallway stretch of the cave.
Can you say whatever you want?
Well, see, I already described this once, but I don't remember if it was in the podcast or in the chat. I think I just described it in the chat to you.
There's a bunch of statues of Marcus.
Well, I figured, so you all kind of made this map in the quiet year, right? You all made zones. So you guys outnumber me like 4-1 in the amount of zones you guys created. So whenever we get to a zone that I can remember who made it, like this one obviously was Barry that made this zone, I want to let you guys describe what the zone looks like.
Okay. So, if I remember correctly from how I described it to you before, when you come out of the cave, you're in a big, like, open, kind of like a town square. And in the middle of the square... is a, I guess you could call it like a fountain, like a little, like a lake thing, you know, like people throw coins into and stuff like that. But it's made completely of blood.
Ew.
Yeah, ew. But It's in the shape of, I remember saying it's in the shape of a coffin if you look at it overhead, like a big giant coffin shape. And then at the far end, like if we're standing at the end of it looking out, at the far end is Nocturne Castle. And on, you know, going down the sides of the fountain on either side is like, you know, little houses and, you know, like shops, I guess you could call them. And then off to the back right, next to Nocturne Castle, there's a blood bank. And the vampires use that as, like, their currency. It's where they store blood and can get withdrawals of it. And, yeah, but it's a total ghost town. Nobody's out. Is it daytime here? Yeah, we woke up after sleeping in the cave.
What's the roof situation in this cave? Is it open sky?
So I figured after we went through the doors, like I said, there's just a little bit more stretch of cave, like 20, 30 feet, and then it opens up wide into the town square. But the whole entire town is surrounded by these mountains except for that little entrance. There's no other way through besides that secret entrance.
Okay, so it's open sky, though. So yeah, like open night, sky. So daytime, everybody's indoors.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Except for when you all walk into the town... it, like you said, ghost town. Nobody's out. Nobody's walking the streets. But you do see a small little, like a vendor stand, like vendor booth that has like a little stall. It's got a banner above it that says Berry Bones Sun Reducer Cream.
Heck yes.
And you see a skeleton, manning the booth.
Barry! Oh, that's what I'm saying. I walk up to him.
Ah, yeah, Marcus! It's been a while since I've seen you.
Yes. It's been a long time since I've been able to come see you.
Do you need some suntan lotion? Not, or wait, no. I don't want to give you the suntan lotion. I mean the sunblock lotion. That would have been so bad.
Yes. How long does one bottle last?
So the prices are very obviously listed on Berry Bones' sunblock stand are listed that sunblock is 5 gold for a bottle. Yes, that is very fucking pricey. One bottle gets you 15 applications, which means 15 days you can go without having disadvantage to the sun.
How many bottles you got in stock right now, Barry?
You know Barry. Barry's always got at least a half a dozen bottles stocked up at any time.
So six?
That doesn't sound like very many.
No, not six. 15. Isn't that half a dozen?
I mean, you are talking a dozen or a baker's dozen?
15.
That's 12 or 13. You got
15. I got 15 of them.
You got 15 bottles.
That's more than a dozen, I say, buddy.
No, a dozen's 30.
15 times 5.
What school did you go to?
75 gold.
Who are you?
I'm Marcus's buddy, Pendle.
Yeah, this is Pendle. He's the guy who owns the castle that I came from.
Oh, this castle, and he points over at Nocturne Castle.
No. Not Nocturne. You know who runs Nocturne.
Oh, of course, Alex.
Yeah, he's from...
I'm going to pee my pants.
This is my favorite NPC out of our whole entire career. I'm never going to forget Barry Bones. All I can picture is the fucking taxi driver from Halloween Town.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Can I go pee?
I'll be right back, Barry Bones. I gotta go pee real quick.
Jesus.
All right. Look, Barry. Look. So we go way back, me and you. You and I.
Oh, yeah. At least a dozen years.
old chaps. So, how about the old friendly discount and say, I'll buy your whole stock for 60 gold.
Okay. Right now, me, Adam, has to do the math. I said he's got 15.
15 bottles. So it'd be 75. I said
he's got 15 gold. And he's selling them for 5 gold a bottle. So that should have been 90. Gold. Should have been 90, right?
No, 75.
Okay. Yes. I think you're right. I can't math right now. I've got a lore and poor recording after this, so like I've been going hard for this episode.
Yeah. I could tell.
why don't you roll a persuasion check? See how far. It's not going to be a high roll because you and him really do go way back. Seven. It is going to be higher than a 7. Oh, I gotta say, Marcus, it's been tough times recently. All the vamps around here have been really tightening the belt, so to speak. So, I don't know. They've all been pretty testy.
Can I persuade them?
Okay, look. One more offer. I'll go 70. Let me get a 5 gold discount.
Who's this fellow next to you?
this is my other buddy Ulrich. He's on my journey to save
like a life partner.
No, not like that. We're simply trying to save the Severed Isles.
Shave it.
Like, oh. Protect it.
You said shave it with an H.
it's just lisp. All right? These teeth are hard to get in. You know,
he's saying get used save to. It. Yeah. Save it.
Sorry about it. I know something about teeth.
Yeah, Marcus would be very lucky if we were life partners.
Auric did roll a 19. I think with that help, I think you could get your second offer there, Barry.
All right, I'm gonna slap out 70 gold right there on the
Do
counter.
You have 70 gold, Mark?
I have 637 gold.
Whoa, right shit! Now. I thought this sunblock was gonna like empty your bank account. I didn't realize you had that much.
No, I'm not broke right now. I'm good. Here's 70 gold right here.
We're fucking balling right now.
I got 500.
Oh my God! Does everybody have a lot of gold?
I have 947.
What? How much is Drip? Well, I think Drip has given away all of his gold.
Yeah. I'm the richest man alive.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, which means how much gold you got? 2.
Let me see. 1850.
Oh God!
1800. What?
Yeah, I didn't spend any last time.
Yeah, I don't think Drip has bought a damn thing other than giving away some of it.
I don't know. Rich. I bought anything.
I just bought a bunch of cowboy shit.
Yeah, so I lay 70 gold out on the counter right there. 70 gold.
And you're buying all 15
all
bottles.
All 15 bottles, yep.
Okay. And, oh my God. I think you're going to be good now, Marcus. So that's, let me math out, 15 times 15.
That's 225 days.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's about how many days are left before the invasion. So I guess
we're good to go. Yes.
He's
going to
die on the night of the 225th day.
Well, so the whole thing is that was a big mechanic of the entire campaign where, like Marcus, whenever you guys would get to a thing, we'd have to decide if Marcus was going to have the disadvantage on all of his ability checks and attack rolls or somebody else that he fed on. And I think we just negated all that.
Get out, buddy.
I didn't think you would buy.
Go us. Fuck yeah.
I didn't think you would buy all of. That's a fuck up on my part because I thought you guys all had like maybe like 10 gold left each.
Oh, no, sir.
I didn't realize you guys had a bunch of gold still. And so now I'm okay. Well, I guess we can just write. Pretty much right off that mechanic of you
I'm
having
an invincible
feed.
Vampire.
Okay.
Hey, what else you got?
What else do I got? I got nothing else. I just sold a sunblock to the vamps here. And I guess I got to go make some more. It's mostly manure and mayonnaise. That's all you really need.
It works good. That's all I know. It's just been a while, but damn, it's good to see you, Barry.
It's good to see you too, Marcus, and your friends here. Like I said, everybody in town's been just so dang mean recently. I don't know.
How's things at the old, or how are things at the old Nocturne Castle? Alex, is he still bit of a meanie?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, him and all the other vamps have just been so dang ornery lately, you know? I don't know exactly what's going on, but there's definitely something brewing.
Oh, yeah?
Is the old castle open up right now? So we can go pay him a little visit?
I mean, he looks up, and then he pulls out his wristwatch as just a sundial.
Does he do the little, like, finger test from the sun?
Yeah, he's like mapping out what time.
Well, it's still daytime, so he's probably sleeping in his, don't say casket, don't say casket, his casket. No, dang it. What are they called, Marcus?
His coffin.
Coffin, that's it.
Coffin.
Jesus. I keep trying to not say casket, but he's sleeping in his coffin right now. But yeah, I mean, if you have any business with the town, you probably want to go, you know, chat with Alex a little bit, and hope he's in a better mood than he's been recently, but I don't know. They've all been pretty mean recently.
Yeah, I think we'll pay him a visit. Hopefully he doesn't remember the last time we saw each other.
Why's that?
I broke one of his fangs.
His fangs?
His
of
fangs.
His two?
Yeah, of his two. Don't you ever notice the little chipped one he has on the left side?
Oh, I don't look at him.
Looks like a doofus.
Yeah, he does kind of look like a doofus.
Why'd you punch him, Marcus?
I didn't punch him.
Spit it out.
Fuck, I didn't.
We're not going to judge you, man.
What did you do to him, Marcus?
It's a long story. Okay, we'll forget it. Well, I'll explain it to you later, okay?
No, I kind of want to hear it now, Marcus.
We should probably hear before we go see this guy,
yeah,
Marcus.
Yeah, I think your friends deserve to know.
It's a safe space, man.
You're not going to punch my teeth out, are you?
No, see, I didn't punch anybody, okay? He simply, you know, he said he was hungry, okay? Mm-hmm. I was feeling a little weak, and I couldn't spare any extra blood. You're not supposed to take blood from another vampire, but I told him I'd help him out.
Idea.
I told him I'd help him out. And when he wasn't looking, I grabbed a brick. I held it out. He took a big old bite and it broke his tooth. It was just something stupid. He won't tell anybody that's what happened, but that's
what
happened.
I don't think he's going to want to talk to you, Marcus.
It'll be all right. It'll be all right.
Why'd you feed him a brick?
Yeah, why'd you feed him a brick, Marcus?
He pissed me off that day. We were already arguing about something, and I just wanted to get back at him.
So you fed a brick to a 14,000-year-old vampire.
Pranked.
Look, okay, we were pretty tight back then, and I thought, you know, eye for an eye. He pissed me off that day. So
For a tooth for a brick. Okay.
And you know what? Actually, hang on a second.
Bones? Okay.
I'm going to reach in my little, like, knapsack that I carry around, my little bag, and I pull it out. I still have his tooth.
We can solve it. I know how to solve it. We bust your tooth out and give it to him as a peace offering.
But I have his tooth still, right here.
Well, yeah, why don't we just offer his tooth back?
Give him both tooth.
If we have to, we can.
Wait, is this the leader of the vamps?
Yes, it's the leader of the vamps.
Man, we might get kicked out of here now, Marcus. Why would you do that?
It's just, we, you know,
I love that Barry made up his own conflict with the leader of the vampires that he didn't have to make up.
No, it just, you know, just kind of came out in the moment. I have it to give back to him. We were pretty tight when I was here. After I got turned, I came here. He kind of took me under his wing. We became real good friends. And, you know, I just don't think it'll be all that big of a deal. I don't.
Hey, I got a question.
Yes.
What am I supposed to do now? You bought all my sunblock.
You said you were going to go make more.
That's a lot of mayonnaise.
I mean, you know, I have a perfect solution for you, Barry.
Mm-hmm.
A little ways back, mm-hmm. past the graveyard where you mm-hmm. usually set up,
mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit northeast to the spider forest,
mm-hmm.
is our camp. It's a big mountain. It's called Thunderworks. It's you remember Pendle? I just introduced you to. It's his castle.
Mm-hmm. And, it's this big male guy.
Yeah. We have plenty of space there for another vendor to go and set up, and it would just be perfect for you. But yeah, you could go set up shop and you know, make yourself nice and comfy at the castle.
What are the rental fees, Pendle?
You're asking me the rental fees?
It's your castle, buddy.
It's your castle, right? That's what Marcus here just said.
Just enough free lotion for me.
You don't need lotion, man.
You need lotion? What?
Whenever me or my friends need lotion, we get the lotion.
Nasty.
Whenever me or my friends need lotion, you cover it.
Fucking Drip pops up 3 a.m. like, hey, man. I need some lotion.
Okay, so the deal is, as long as they supply Marcus with sunblock, he can set up a booth in Thunderworks.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, but you made it sound so nasty.
Two bottles a month will cover me 30 days.
Yeah.
So what's it made of again? Mayonnaise and something else?
Manure.
Mayonnaise and manure.
We can't make that ourselves.
It's a special kind of manure, I bet.
What kind?
You'd have to ask Barry.
It's vampire dookie.
I mean, we could make that all day long.
And the ratio. Barry did not give you the ratio.
Yeah.
And I get 2% of all your sales.
Residuals? It's nice. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, it is good, but are you splitting that 2% with all of us? I mean, it is your castle. It is your castle.
That's not fair to me. You know what? Mystic Falls is really going to miss having me, though.
You make them brand it Thunderworks Lotion, and then you get the royalties from it.
It's a marketing play. I can hear you still.
Thunderworks Lotion.
Yeah, what all works at.
You could just call it Lightning Lube.
Call it Thunder Slide.
It's so much worse.
Thunderworks brand presents Lightning Lube.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Yeah. Barry Bones Some agrees to squirts. All of this. Was that? Thunder Squirts? Don't say that out loud. Squirts. You said that on a recording where people will be able to hear you forever.
Thunder Squirts.
He won't say a cuss word, but he said Thunder Squirts.
But he says Thunder Squirts.
All in favor of Thunder Squirts.
I like it.
I. Thunderscore. What kind of Thunderscorch it is?
You guys are going to get rich.
This is also a new Majestic Goose thing we can make. Thunderscorch. Yeah. Either a mixed drink or something. We can now branch out. We can make our own, like, fucking pale ale or something called Thunderscorch.
Yes. Dude, after they look and listen to this episode, no one's going to buy that. Be like, I don't know what the fuck is in that. But
manure and mayonnaise. Fuck that. Oh, shit. Okay. Are we ready to leave Barry Bones the fuck alone, so I had to quick on.
Yeah. Pendle's gonna like kind of like slap Marcus on the back, kind of like push him and say,
"Show us around, Marcus."
Well, I mean, I already told you about everything. There's some houses over there. There's a shop over there.
You said you would like to speak to Alex, right?
I mean, we should probably go straight to the man.
I don't know. I don't know if that's a good idea. Are you sure he's going to be okay?
Before we go to see Alex, I want to give Marcus one of my cigarillos. And you have cigarillos. You have to smoke it. It gives you plus one a dex, and smoking makes you cool. For 10 minutes.
All right. is this a temporary plus one a dex?
Yeah, it's for 10 minutes.
For 10 minutes, okay.
So I think doing that right before you... So, Marcus, what does Alex's... what does the Nocturne Castle, a.k.a. the Halls of Blood, look like from the outside?
Completely. Okay, so everybody knows that Vantablack black shit, right? The darkest black in the world. That's what the front of it looks like. Just incredibly black. But there's, you know, there's like these windows on there, like at up in the top. And it's like an old school castle. It's got like turrets. You know, I mean, it looks like a big, heavy, fortified fortress, but it's just very dark. And then the door is like 14 feet high, like a big solid oak door. And there's just a little rope next to it, and you pull the rope. And that's how you alert the doorman that you want in.
Is the doorman a vampire or a human?
I don't know, guys.
I'm only asking for if they would be awake or asleep at the moment.
It'd have to be awake, so let's say it's a human.
Okay, so I would guess there'd be probably two different doormen.
Yeah, 14-foot door and take two shifts, people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because they need to have a 24/7 doorman.
Yes.
Since I'm in a new town, and I got my fucking spurs on.
Yes. Clank them.
You see all these shutters on the doors open up? And, like, doors what, open up and
what
slam
do, what
real
do
quick.
Your spurs do? They give you advantage?
All those who can hear these rattling spurs must make a wisdom save or be frightened.
Okay. What's your wisdom save I gotta beat?
14.
Alex rolled a 19, but let's see what the doorman rolls. The doorman rolls a 15. Oh, wait. No, that's not a plus 7. The doorman is going to be frightened because the doorman doesn't have as high of a wisdom modifier as Alex does. So the doorman is going to be frightened of you, Ulrich.
Goddamn right.
Okay. And then what did you say? You said there was like a thing you pull, Marcus?
Yeah, like a big rope and you just pull it down.
And then it like hammers like a gong or something to like...
Yeah, it plays a little jingle.
Okay. Yeah, a little slat in the big... There's a big 14-foot tall door. But then when you pull that and the jingle plays, a slat opens up in it. And you see two just bloodshot eyes looking through. Hello?
Yes. I request an appointment with Marcus. Or not gotta, Marcus. I mean, Alex.
Wait, okay. Oh, God, that was confusing. Are you Marcus?
I am Marcus.
You're Marcus.
Yes.
Okay. He's sleeping. He's sleeping now.
I'm going to need you to wake him up.
Wake him up.
Wake up, Alex.
Just tell him an old friend's here to see him.
And he checks his sundial watch. It's 3 in the afternoon.
That's okay. Here, take this. I'm going to toss one of those 200, or one of the 15 bottles up of the sunblock that I bought right through the hole. Take that to him. Tell him he'll be all right in the daylight.
Don't call it sunblock. You got to call it.
It's called thunder.
Thunder squirts.
Thunder squirts.
It has Sharpie on the front. Thunder squirts. He looks over at Ulrich. Okay.
I'm just mean mugging him. Like
he runs off to the back, and probably like 5 to 10 minutes go by until you hear him come back.
All prepare for Lord Alex.
And the big 14-foot door slowly starts to creak open.
Hey, you guys, everybody get down on your hands and knees. Just do a little bow. Wait for him to come out.
I don't have
these. I refuse.
Genie's bow for no one.
I'm telling you guys. Telling you guys.
Man, I don't have these, man.
Pendle literally can't. And then Auric and Drip do not want to. You do see Drip, you do see Frank and Beans both bow. as much as a dragon, a baby dragon can.
I mean, I'm not going to do it either, so.
Why'd you say it?
I just wanted to see if they would do it. So Mark or Alex would be like, what are they doing?
Pendle's going to hold his sword, like, on the ground, like, pointed straight down.
Well, Frank and Beans are kneeling, and, yeah, Alex comes out, and he's just fucking splattered with thunderous quartz. And he's just, like, he's got white just all over him. You know, he's got, like, the nerdy-looking sunblock, like, on his nose and shit. So standing before you, you do see this. Barry Bones hinted at him being 14,000 years old. And you see this decrepit-looking vampire with a walking stick coming out. He's hunched over, almost at like a 90-degree angle.
Hello! Oh, hey, Marcus! How's it going? Why'd you wake me from my slumber?
Jesus.
Pendle's gonna whisper, I can't believe Marcus knocked this dude's tooth out.
Never thought I'd see your face here again, Marcus. You got some balls.
Hey, look, buddy. Okay, it was a misunderstanding. Okay, I brought you a little gift too. Just hang on a second. I'm gonna pull that tooth back out. I'm gonna be like, does this look familiar?
Wink closer.
Does this look familiar?
Closer.
At this point, I'm like, it's literally up against his eyeball. Does this look familiar?
No. Is that a floppy disk? What is that?
It's that tooth of yours. I've been holding on to it. It's been my good luck charm.
Cool. What am I supposed to do with that?
I don't know. I just figured I'd give it back to you and hope that, you know, bygones can be bygones.
You think I can just put it back in my mouth and it's just hokey dokey?
Probably. Your gums are probably soft enough, you know. I mean, look, when's the last time you bit somebody? You've been here for a long time.
I just drink it from a water bottle now.
Exactly.
So what do you want me to do with the tooth?
Just, you know, just showing you that I kept it. To
fucking rub it in my face?
No, Alex, look, okay, I need your help. These are my friends here.
Yeah, I think we got off on the wrong foot here.
Ulrich, Pendle, Drip,
all right.
And that over there's Frank and Beans.
Yeah, why are they bowing? Did you tell him we don't bow here?
No, I told him we do bow. None of these guys have listened.
Such jokesters here.
I was trying to see if I could get him with the old, you know, intimidating ruler trick.
Why'd you wake me up, man? What couldn't wait till tonight?
Look, okay, so we have a huge problem, and I think we better go sit down before you get too winded here.
Not feeling too hot.
Yeah, let's go sit down inside, and I'll explain everything.
Yeah, him and the doorman lead you to a sitting room that has, it's like a big library.
it's got multiple tables in here, but the doorman kind of helps Alex over to a seat on one of the round tables.
I'm gonna flinch at the doorman. Like,
yeah, the doorman quickly backs away. Yeah. So what's bringing you back here? It's got to be something big. If you're coming back to risk a tussle with me.
Yeah, Lord knows I don't want to do that. And I look back at the other guys and just...
You also know, Marcus, that this is like an infinitely powerful vampire.
I know.
Even as fragile as he is looking and putting on this epic... As vulnerable as he looks, you also know he's probably one of the strongest people in Severed Key. Yeah. Even though he is very much looking like a frail man at the moment.
I imagine that when I first got turned, when I say he took me under his wing, he was kind of like my vampire dad, you know, like
vampire daddy, ropes.
Yeah. You know, so that's why we're kind of tight.
Yeah, definitely even though he knocked his fucking shirt. Tooth out, apparently.
Vampire daddy.
Yeah, vampire daddy. Okay, so the reason I came here with such haste and woke you from your sleep. There's a war coming to Severed Keys. You might have even heard of it. You hear of a lot of things. You've been around a long time. But the humans are planning a revolt against the Severed Keys. And... me and my friends here, have been tasked with going around to all the different factions, good or bad. Well, I guess there's no good over here in Severed Island, but, you know, all the bad factions to see if we can get people to join the Alliance to fight the humans when they come. And I know how smart you are. I know how wise you are. I know... You've got some of the best soldiers around when it comes to armies in the Severed Keys.
Have you... I mean, obviously, I know. I've heard rumblings. I've heard grumblings and rumblings and trumblings.
Rumblings.
That the humans were starting to mass up on the shore just outside... of Severed Key, but have you seen any of us? Other than me, have you seen a vampire in Mystic Falls?
I mean, I just got here, so no, but I just figured it was daytime. Everybody's, you know, sleeping or indoors.
They're not all dead, are they?
I mean, yeah. I mean, vampire. I mean, Marcus is dead.
Yeah, technically, we're all undead. Dead, but
so, no. Marcus, you're a smart man. You know where we get our blood from, right?
Well, yeah, we got the blood bank supplies.
Yeah, and obviously, you know who supplies the blood. Obviously, you know who supplies the blood bank. Blood bank. So pardon me. I'm a little lightheaded at the moment. The goblins. Yeah, the goblins.
Yeah,
the goblins. Yeah.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Benguju, yeah.
Exactly what I was going to say. Jeez.
Obviously, you know that us and the goblins have an understanding where they send us blood shipments. We send them weapons. Everything's all hunky-dory. That's how we supply all the vamps with blood. We don't have to go kill a bunch of humans, because obviously there's no humans around, but they haven't shown up the last two shipments. It's usually a weekly shipment. Now we're going on 2 weeks with no blood. So everyone in town's a little bit... A little hungover, a little thirsty.
That's what we need, man.
What?
That's what we need. We need thirsty vampires.
You need weak vampires? Good, you got them.
No, not weak, but we need them thirsty. What if...
We're weak and thirsty.
Stay thirsty, friends.
I mean, so what do you think it'll take to get everybody to rally up?
And also, what kind of quality blood are you been drinking, huh?
We haven't been drinking any. We've been drinking rabbit blood.
How do you guys feel about Modron blood?
Oil? Bad. I don't like oil.
I don't think Modron's got blood.
Oh, yeah, they're little robots.
Well, it sounds like you have been drinking some bad blood. You need some high-quality blood.
No, we've been drinking very good blood until they quit sending it. I don't know why they quit sending it, but now we're too weak to, like, go and, like, find out why.
Alex, what if we can go to the goblins and get you some blood?
I would love that. I would love that.
And figure out what's going on with these shipments.
Yeah, I mean, we've been really cool with them for, like, a full year now. And honestly, I'm kind of worried about them. Like, we consider them, like, our brothers.
Have you still been sending weapons?
Yeah, we send them weapons, you know, swords and stuff, because they've been using, like, rocks and shit, and that's kind of whack. So we gave them, like, actual swords and spears and stuff, and they've been giving us blood, like, big shipments of blood in return to supply the town so that we don't have to, like, go hunt, like, either there's no humans around.
Now, Alex, you seem like a reasonable person.
Vampire.
As reasonable as 1,400-year-old it would be, yeah.
14,000.
14,000 is... You miss a zero. Dang. Yeah, you miss a zero.
It's been around a long time.
We have yet to meet the goblins, so I can't guarantee we can get blood from them. But that's what we're going to do for it.
I mean, just...
But...
Like, if you all could just go, like, check in on them. I'm sorry. I'm so thirsty.
But...
Maybe I could get a little nibble on somebody.
Yeah, Ulrich. Give him...
Like, Ulrich or... I don't think any from you, Metal
I'm
Man.
I'm the only fucking person here with actual human blood.
Yes.
I mean, the fish... The fish would probably work, too, if...
All right, listen. You have two options.
Mm-hmm.
I can either blow your mind... or...
Or feed me?
I'll tell you what. I'll do a magic trick.
That's not going to feed me.
If I don't blow your mind, I'll feed you.
That's not going to help me. Like, I don't want you to blow my mind. You know what? Don't blow my mind.
If you're blown away.
No, don't blow my mind.
Then we'll go to the goblins and see what's going on.
I don't want you to blow my mind. I want blood. Hey,
you know what? Pendle's going to walk. Well, Pendle's going to wheel up to this Alex guy, and he's going to, like, help him stand up. He sounds like he's going to, like, just deteriorate.
Yeah, he is hunched over in, like, a 90-degree angle at the moment. Yeah,
I'm just helping you stand up.
A little bit of blood.
Because he's like a... Pendle's like a little... What is it? Like a helping robot dude. So I'm helping you stand up.
All right, here. New deal. If I feed you...
Yeah.
A little
please
bit.
Please do.
A little
please
bit.
Please do. Just a little. Just a nibble.
A little bit. Let's make that clear. Everyone heard that?
Just a nibble.
Just a little slibble.
And I'll do a magic trick. But you have to agree...
Just for fun?
...to join us for when the humans arrive.
Do you want a bunch of weak, malnourished vampires to help you guys when the humans come?
We're not saying that you guys be malnourished when the time comes.
I'm just saying we need you guys to reconvene the goblin shipments, and then we'll be good to go, and we'll help you.
Yeah.
We'll help you
and
out.
And then you'll get to eat all the humans you want.
Oh, my God. That would be delicious. It'd be like a big buffet.
You can prison them and drain their blood, like, throughout the years. They'll last you forever.
You're nasty, Pendle. I like it.
So look, okay. Ulrich here gives you a boost.
Give me a nibble.
Then we agree to go see what's going on with the goblins.
Love it, love it, love it.
And he's gonna do a cool magic trick.
And just a bonus magic trick. Let's see it.
Bonus magic trick.
Bonus only if you agree to join us.
When we're done,
I will. Okay. I'll agree to join if you can reconvene the blood shipments. That's really all I want. I think the magic trick is just going to be a bonus.
Well, then you'll have to get that later when we return.
Wait, I thought you were going to do it right now.
Oh.
Ulrich, you could do a little sneak peek, I think, right?
A little sneak peek?
Well, a sneaky dewey.
You said you'd give him a nibble first.
All right. I'll hand him my hand, and he can drink from that.
Are you going to cut it?
A little
top
bit.
Top or bottom? Palm or top?
Palm. I don't want you to bite my fingers.
So you cut a little bit. You cut a little bit from palm and let him drink. Woo! Okay. All right. My brain feels like a million watts now. Like I'm good to go. Okay.
He stands up. He's no longer bent over.
The hiccups remain.
No, he stands up straight. Okay. The hiccups are still there because I still have the hiccups. All right. Listen. Guju, that's a goblin town up north. Just go there. Figure out why the fuck they haven't been sending our shit. We've been sending them our shit. We've been sending them our weapons, and we haven't been getting blood in the last 2 weeks, so people are hungry. So figure out why they haven't sent it. Get them to send it, and then you'll get a bunch of revamped vamps. See what I did there? And then we'll be, like, good to go. Just whenever people attack, just let us know. Do we have, like, a secret signal? Or, like, do I need to, like, you know what I could do? I could send you guys, like, an ambassador to hang out with you guys. And then whenever, like, shit's popping off, they could let us know.
Perfect.
You probably don't want... Oh! You know who would be perfect for it? Barry Bones.
You know what? Funny you say that, because I ran into Barry coming back into town, and he's currently on his way to our castle where our base is.
Perfect. Barry Bones is your ambassador. Whenever shit's about to pop off, Barry Bones can come back here or send us a message or something. Let us know to meet up wherever, like, the invasion or whatever you guys are talking about is going to happen.
Holy shit, this couldn't have worked out more perfect.
This could not have been more perfect. It was almost like it was planned or something. Oh my god, this is perfect.
A quick question.
Yeah. Yes, I do still have pickups.
Are the goblins in the Colosseum up north? Is that what they... Didn't they build a Colosseum recently?
They do have a Colosseum. They have also got lots of tents.
Do you think they might have shut the Colosseum down for some odd reasons?
I don't know. We've been too weak to do any kind of scouting or anything and figure out why they quit sending us blood.
Well, who sent them weapons last? Didn't they see what was going down up there?
It's usually we meet halfway. So when we sent weapons, they waited around for a while with our caravan and never met up with the goblins and they just came back.
We better go investigate.
Oh, so they never met up is what you're saying. See, I thought you gave them weapons and they just refused to give you blood, but they didn't meet up. They could be in trouble.
Well, I mean, that's your force job to figure out, I guess, now. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. We're on it.
All right, Alex, you can count on us. I'm going to reach out, shake his hand.
All right, can I go back to sleep then? He's like covered in thunder squirts. Can I go back to sleep?
Alex, don't worry about a thing. We'll take care of this, and we'll report back when we know what's going on.
Cool. I'm going to go back to sleep. I'm very tired.
All right, and when he leaves the room, I'm going to look back at the other guys. I didn't want you guys to think that he was some old decrepit dustbag the whole time. He just was looking a little rough there, but he's really probably... It's someone we really want on our side here.
Fair enough.
I thought he was going to fall and collapse. I was helping him up.
Oh, see, that's not how I remembered him, too. So things are pretty bleak around here, it seems. And Barry did say that everybody's been a little ornery around here. So now we know why. But simple enough. Listen, there is a secret passageway to the north in these mountains that I know exactly how to get to that'll lead us straight to the goblins.
Are you fucking sure?
It's going to be a couple of days.
Okay, positive. All right.
All right. Do we have enough rations to stay in the fucking mountains for at least a week?
It won't take that long, man. Look, this passage is right around the corner when you get outside the door.
Everything's right around the corner, man.
I remember it like the back of my hand, okay? I'm telling you. That's a new scratch.
Hello, everybody. It is me, your Dungeon Master, Adam DeWeese here. Got to start off by saying a huge thank you to all of our current patrons. Thank you so much, Tiana H., Alex G., Hot Catcher, Bluffle Super Podcast, Bradley M., Charles P., Danny T., Ken H., Zoltar, Caster, Dylan S., Farty McFry, Jurundu, Michael V., Mosey, Patrick C., PDF Doc, Sturay, Sunny F., and Tanya S. We had some new ones join us since our last episode, so thank you so much. Charles P., Alex G., and Sturray, you all are now part of the team that is keeping not just this show going, but all the shows on the Majestic Goose Network that ranges from our podcast to our Twitch channel. You all really do make it happen, so thank you all so much. Sorry that we missed last episode drop. Obviously, we were very busy getting ready for GooseCon 2022, which if you were able to show up for GooseCon 2022, I hope you had as much fun as we did. We all had a blast. It was a very stressful, I would say probably about 6 weeks to 2 months leading up to it for me. I had a lot of stuff I had to do. And unfortunately, a lot of editing and podcast recordings and things like that kind of got shuffled around up in the mix. But now that it's over and we had so much fun, I'm completely energized with editing and podcasting energy. I'm so pumped to see what the next few months on the Majestic Goose Network are going to look like. We even just dropped episode 1 of the Juicy Goose podcast on Patreon. And we dropped that for all patrons. So if you don't know about the Juicy Goose, it is our Goose First podcast where we have a magical inn. People from any show on the network can get together and hang out. So it's completely improv. There's not really a connected story between each episode. It's just a chance for us to hang out and mix and mingle with characters that otherwise would never get to mix and mingle. It is something I'm very, very proud of. And it's not going to go public for a very long time, but we're going to be dropping them on Patreon here and there. So go check that out and join our Patreon page if you haven't yet. As fun as GooseCon 2022 was, we are super excited and even more excited now than ever for GooseCon 2023. And to get prepared for that, I want to make sure that we have as many people that are aware of GooseCon 2023's Kickstarter when we do start that up in a few months, probably about 6 months or so. And to do that, I would love for people to join our mailing page. You can join that by going to majesticgoose.com and signing up for our mailing list there. Follow our Kickstarter page, kickstarter.com/majesticgoose. Join our Discord, bit.ly/halfwaytodiscord. Follow us on Twitter for Halfway to Heroes and our Majestic Goose page. And then follow us on Twitch too, just because. Another way to support the network, if you're looking for something, is to buy some merch from us. We have our margins on our merch so low that we usually will make just like a couple cents to maybe a dollar on everything. And that's because we don't care to make money from the merch. What we care about is people wearing our merch out in the world and, you know, people seeing it and being like, oh, what's that? It's amazing marketing for us. And it's super helpful for you to just be rocking a Majestic Goose shirt or a Halfway to Heroes shirt out in the public. We have some cool GooseCon shirts, too, and hoodies so that you could grab those now. Even if you didn't get to make it out to GooseCon 2022, you can, you know, be supporting it in spirit, and that would also be supporting GooseCon 2023. So yeah, check all that out. Storytime with Silas, our horror anthology show. If you haven't heard, if you enjoy horror, podcasts, stories, books, movies, whatever, if you're a fan of horror, go check out Storytime with Silas. It is our annual every October, weekly podcast. So every Thursday in October, we drop an episode. We dropped four last year. We're going to be dropping four this year. I wrote one last year. I wrote one for this year. They're usually like 10 to 20 minute long horror episodes of standalone stories that are narrated by Silas Lancaster from the Roll for Weird podcast. And it's something that we're all super proud of and would love for people to check it out. Other than that, I feel like I've been talking your ears off, so I'm going to let you all go and get to these outtakes. But again, thank you all so much, and I'll see you all in 2 weeks.
I just rewatched Peaky Blinders, so I really want to do Arthur Shelby voice.
I haven't watched that yet. Everybody keeps telling me to.
Yeah, try it. Did he not talk?
Did he freeze?
No, he froze. It's like, all right. Can you order a Peaky fucking Blinders?
We're not one of those highbrow, fancy Finugan D&D podcasts. We can change our voices as much as we want.
I saw a TikTok where a kid said, and this worked for me like 6 times, but if you have the hiccups, you have to tell yourself out loud, I am not a fish. I don't have gills.
I don't have gills.
What do you mean it works?
It worked. Dude. It just worked. I don't have hiccups anymore.
What? It fucking works. Oh, it didn't work. You have to mean it, man.
Adam, say it with a meaning, man. Come on, let's hear this.
No, I am not a fish. No. I do not have gills.
A Majestic Goose Podcast.
Honk.